Let me get this motherfucking, get it the pre-show rolling here. Hello and welcome to our pre-show. It's Phil Henry. I was just commenting off before we rolled this to my BSPs watching our video cast. We were talking about, or I was talking to them about El Chapo and Sean Penn's interview with him. This man is wanted by the Mexican government. Sean Penn comes into the country to interview him. And I have to believe that Sean Penn, I'm not saying that Sean Penn knew he was leading the Mexican authorities to this man, but he had to believe that he was, that the authorities knew he was in country, you know, and that he was, that he had an electronic trail that they could trace. I mean, don't you think that that's well within the bounds of reasonable thinking, that Penn had to be aware of this, and that being aware of that, wasn't there the possibility he was going to lead these guys to this man, that he would be arrested? Maybe he didn't give a shit. And then today in the paper, the speculation was, is Sean Penn's life in jeopardy? Because after talking to this guy, Sean Penn, this man, Guzman, is arrested. You know, so I think it's probably a reasonable question. Anyway, I went on Adam Carolla's show today, which was taped for, I think, release, or yesterday, I should say, Sunday, which is taped for release today, I believe. I may be wrong. But it was a lot of fun. He's a always has been a good, very class guy and a great guy to me, and is always complimentary. He's always has always been willing to come on my show and be interviewed, and he's a good man, you know, Adam Carolla. He really is, I believe. He has his way of doing things, and I have mine, and he's obviously a monstrous success. And to that, we, all of us who do this kind of thing, podcasting, as opposed to the broadcasting that we were all involved in, we owe him a debt. but anyway, I was talking to him today about radio, and or yesterday about radio. It was really cool. The reason why is because I always was wondering, am I the only guy formerly in the radio business who feels the way that I do? I mean, am I just an angry, cantankerous motherfucker? Or is there anybody out there that understands what I'm talking about? Well, not only does Adam Carolla understand what I'm talking about, he has thought about the problem far more intelligently and has far better definitions for things than I did. But he is in absolute agreement with me on what that business really is, as opposed to what we thought it would be when we got into it, and what all the other areas of entertainment, television and movies and what have you, what those are. And one of the things he said, which we'll get into on the show, was that television is talent-driven, talent-intensive, talent-heavy, and television is talent-centric. They understand talent. They need talent. They support talent. They make the job as enjoyable as they can for talent. And this isn't anything that is a secret. I think everybody knows, you know, that, you know, there's a high level shall we say, oh, I don't know. There's a high level of support for people who are on camera, who are writing and directing and so forth, in the industry, in the television industry, and in film, too. In radio, as I said to him today, The Revenant wins big at the 2016 Golden Globes. The Revenant was the Tom Hardy and Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, where's our man? Best actor winner, The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio. Where's Tom Hardy? Was he at this thing? So we were talking, and I said, I said, radio hates talent. Radio hates talent. And he didn't disagree with that at all. And he told a lot of really great stories, and you really need to listen to his show. So, and that's today, I think, Adam Carolla. If you don't already listen to his show, and I'm sure that probably a lot of you are regular listeners of his show. All right, let me get this. I got to get something better to look at than this shit that I'm watching. What about Sports Center? What about that, man? World responds to North Korean H-bomb claims. One of these days, it's going to be okay with the whole fucking world. It's going to be okay to go in and take care of that motherfucker, that Kim Jong Il. Is that his name? Kim Jong Jr., let's call him. One of these days, it's going to reach a sort of critical mass, which is going to be cool. Just like one of these days, there's going to be one mass shooting too many in this country. I don't know when that'll happen, but right now the country's getting to this point. And some motherfucker is going to get lynched. And I'm not kidding you. Some motherfucker who's arrested for a mass shooting is going to get dragged from a cop car. They're going to burn a jail down. Something's going to happen. And the son of a bitch is going to meet his end, because people are enraged. And they don't quite know how to think. They like the background check idea. They don't think it's going to do any good. They're not sure what this thing NRA is. They don't know how much power it has. Some people are intimidated by all those fucking gun owners waving their fucking guns around, which they do. They wave their guns around as a threat. And they make themselves enemies of their fellow citizens. And maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's their jerk-off fantasy. So it's a wet dream for a lot of those militia types. You know, they want to be in a civil war. You know, they jerk off every night thinking about shit like that. This fucking thing that's happening up here in Oregon, having to do with grazing rights, having to do with federal land, Bureau of Land Management, they don't like this, they don't like that, you know. They want to be able to graze their fucking cattle. And the idea is, well, let's just, you know, take over a building, because Native Americans have done this, and black people have done it, and now we're doing our thing. We are white, we feel encircled and endangered, and, you know, I'm telling you right now, there's a big difference between the civil rights movement among people of color and these guys. These guys are just a bunch of motherfuckers who are sad that the white man is no longer dominant. Whatever the fuck that was. I'm white. I'm doing fine. I own my own fucking business. Nobody gives me any shit. What, you know, what's happened up in your fucking life, man? Oh, that's right. You got a ranch. You got all this fucking cattle. And you can't just run that shit anywhere you want. You bought some fucking land, right? I bought some land. Well, I got to graze my cattle because I got to... Well, how much fucking land do you need? You got too many motherfucking cows, dude. Have you thought about that? I need to make some money. Well, maybe you got to get out of the fucking cattle grazing business. Everybody else in the motherfucking world, especially here in the United States, everybody else has to conduct their business within the fucking law, you know, within the limits of what the law allows us. I would love to be able to access more podcast platforms to send my motherfucking show anywhere I want to, but I can't, you know, there's limits. Because you guys don't like the federal government having taken over certain lands, I understand that, but didn't you buy a certain plot of land? Wasn't that okay with you when you bought that fucking land? Now all of a sudden, that's not okay with you. You want to put more cows on your land, and you want to push those fences down, and you now want to own more motherfucking land, or at least you want to use the grazing of that land more, and you don't want to have to pay for it. You don't want to pay the American people by rights that is land that belongs to all of us. You want that to be free. God damn it, man. I'm a 90-year-old officer during World War II on Reddit. Okay. I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do in this. All right, man. Canadian pastor held in North Korea speaks to CNN. This poor man. Apple News app off to a rocky start. That's the one I've got. Sucks. Yeah, well, I don't even know what I'm fucking reading. They don't know how many people are reading. Since it launched last September, Apple Inc.'s news app has attracted more than 100 publishing partners worldwide, hoping to capitalize on the growing consumption of news on mobile devices. There's one major problem. Neither media company know how many people are reading. The company mistakenly has been underestimating the number of readers using the news app since its launch and passed in inaccurate information. Publishers don't pay to post their content to the news app, but getting an accurate tally of users is important because it can affect their ability to sell advertising and manage their resources. Apple allows publishers to keep 100% of revenue when they sell their own ads into the app. They keep 70% of ad revenue if Apple sells ads on their behalf. Eddie Q, Apple's senior vice president of internet software, says that the company missed the error as it focused on other aspects of the product. The company had explained how the problem occurred. I have the news app. I don't use it. I do use and Apple has a very cute way of getting you to use it. They, you know, if you just one deft move of your thumb and you're bang, you're on the news. And when you hit a story you like, it takes you into the app. Let's see what's happening here. China shares slid money and losses in other regional markets, deepened as a route. Ricocheted back to Canada. Ricky Gervais roasts the stars. Returns to host the Golden Globes Awards. I just love how he's back. I remember when they didn't like him. Now all of a sudden they like him. Jesus fucking Christ. Protested or interrupt Trump rally in Vermont. Good. Did you try to get him beat up this time, Donald? Several protesters managed to get into a Republican Party candidate sold out rally in Vermont. Remember the speech, leading to some being removed by security. You know what? I gotta go over to Google News because your motherfucking app sucks, Apple. It does suck. Reddit. Wait a minute, man. Powerball swells to $1.3 billion. Oh my God, David Bowie's gone. I can't believe he's dead. David Bowie is dead, 69 years of age. Oh my Lord. Jenna Kirkman, why didn't you take Mick Jagger? That's fucked. Good God. Well, when did he die, man? My favorite song is Heroes, man. Oh, man. Well, I ain't gonna make a big fucking thing out of it, man. Everybody's asking me. God called himself home. I played a lot of David Bowie records down to the years. The time I got into radio, the time I got an album rock radio, which is around 1974, I started out in chicken rock. I started out in middle-of-the-road radio. But by 1975, 76, I was playing album rock. I was about 24 years old, and WORJ in Orlando. And I played a shitpot load of David Bowie, man, from, you know, the obvious tracks, Changes and Space Oddity. When Heroes came out, I loved that fucking album. That was my first really favorite David Bowie record. And I remember an interview he gave saying that he was in Berlin. And he wrote the song after looking out of his hotel room at the Berlin Wall. And remembering, you know, all those news stories down through the years of people jumping that wall, people busting through that wall, people, you know, crawling through tunnels to get around that wall to be with each other. And that's what he meant by heroes, you know. He was imagining lovers meeting from either side of the wall, you know. And then I thought his music started to really get interesting after that. I liked... I also, one of my favorite songs of his is maybe a little known song, but he did this song, This Is Not America, for the Falcon and the Snowman movie about Christopher Boyce. It was a true story about a Southern California whiz kid who gets involved in espionage and selling secrets to the Russians. Worked over here in Palos Verdes, or was from Palos Verdes. I think he worked at one of the think tanks. And it was played by Timothy Hutton with Sean Penn. And the theme to the song was this. This theme to the movie was This Is Not America, David Bowie's song, which I thought was great. And, you know, the cat was always pushing it. David Bowie was always fucking pushing the limits of what he did and what he could do. He was great in Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. You guys ever remember this movie? Shit. Who was in that goddamn movie? But he played a British soldier, and it was about, essentially, a prisoner of war camp in the Pacific, holding British prisoners of war and their plight. Mr. Lawrence was actually played by another actor. God damned if I remember his name. I feel terrible that I don't. David Bowie had a part. He played a British soldier escaping, if I'm not mistaken, or escapes somehow. But that's very shocking news. I guess everybody's going to be playing David Bowie records here, you know. Here's some of the coverage on CNN. What this is. Yeah, he was always doing some trippy shit, man. Oh, this cat was always doing some trippy shit. He was very much a performance artist. Look at that, man. His hair's all spiked out. Jesus. His wife, and 69 years old. I can't believe it. So he was 6 years older than me. When I first heard the song Changes, I think I was a senior in high school, so I was 17. I thought it was a great song. It was, you know, one of the best songs I'd ever heard up to that point, you know. He was a master. He kept getting it right. Huge loss. David Cameron tweeting that. Well. What am I looking at? They're replaying the Packer game. God, they keep showing the same goddamn... Just for one day. us a good song here. Is this a song here? Yeah.
Just for one day. We can be heroes. Just for one day. And you, you can be me. And I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. For nothing will keep us together. We could steal time just for one day.
Oh, wait, Phil, wrong. What you say? Hey, come on now. Don't fuck with me, man. David Bowie, Pat Metheny, this is it. I think this is it, yeah. Great song. All right. I think we're ready to rock and roll, man. I think. Yeah, I'm 29. Okay. Now, what do I want to do? Get my phone bed here, man. It's over there. Oh, with that goddamn bed. That's the most worthless fucking phone bed I've ever heard in my life. Fuck.
NYSE, 3-1 of
the NASDAQ. Goddamn. All right. testing. All right. Ready? You're not? Well, I am. Yeah, man. Yeah. D, motherfucker, D. Yeah, ready, set, one, here we go. Let's turn that off, okay.
Yes, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Short, And this is the music of the recently departed. The man's name is David Bowie, right?
Yes, this is David Bowie.
Let's have a little respect.
I've got respect. I was trying to find out.
Yeah, this is. I don't think the general's being disrespectful.
Well, I hope not, because.
Let's do this again.
Let's be a little respectful.
Testing.
Let's be.
You know what happened tonight is I had goddamn peppers. Motherfucker. I had fucking cayenne peppers. I had kimchi.
I had kimchi, and my voice is really just fucked up. Now, I want to tell everyone that I did have some kimchi this morning. Not this morning, this evening for dinner. And my guts are boiling.
Jesus, we can smell it over here, Margaret.
Well, I'm sorry. You'll have to live with it.
All right, ready?